L&B's audio diary for the 10th of March, 2023. It is a Friday and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I am on my way into town to pick up some meds from the pharmacy, do a little shopping and pick up some food from a restaurant for everybody. I gotta go out into the wind. It's very windy today, so hold on. Okay, that was the gate. Now I'm taking off. Okay, so today we got our new refrigerator. We used part of our tax return for that, and we went shopping for it the other day at Lowe's, a big box store. They're the only place in town now that actually has any on display that they actually have in stock ready to go. The only other place right now is Home Depot, which is actually across the street from them, but they don't keep anything in stock. Whatever they have on display there is just for display, and then they have to order it from the warehouse or their shipping depot. And that's a wait of sometimes weeks. At Lowe's, we saw a bunch of different things. We saw one we really liked, but we would have had to wait for it because they were out of them. But then we saw another one that was pretty good. It wouldn't be my first choice. Well, it wasn't my first choice, but it's good, right? And it was cheaper by a couple hundred bucks. And they had it in stock, which meant that, you know, we picked it out on Wednesday. Today's Friday. We had it today. So, well, we had to prepare everything, right? We had to tear out the old machine. Now, that one, as I, you know, mentioned quite a while ago, it burned out, right? The compressor on that burned out. And we cleared it all out. You know, I pulled the plug, we cleared it all out, and we haven't actually been using it for weeks until the money came through and we had an opportunity to actually go and take a look at what was available in the area, right? So it was just sitting there, but it still had, you know, we still had stuff on it and, you know, all sorts of refrigerator magnets and recipes and crap stuck to it, and lots of stuff around it, right? Because we tend to use every space to like store stuff, right? You know, God forbid we should have a flat piece of territory in our house that isn't covered in crap, right? So, you know, we have extra juice and extra this and extra that, and it was all mounded around it. All of that had to be cleared out. So we moved all of that stuff yesterday. Got everything cleared out, and then we moved the old machine out and cleared out under it, and that was nasty. That is freaking nasty. Or it was. That was really nasty, and it took a while to clean, but we did it. We did it. We got it all cleaned out. And there was a dark spot in the linoleum that wouldn't come clean. Vinyl floor tiling, not actual linoleum. And that's because it was a burn. Now, it's possible it was from the previous owners of the house who used candles everywhere, and actually there are some large burns that were on the linoleum when we first moved in. But this one was right under where the compressor would have been in the old machine, and that means that it was a true fire hazard. So I feel bad that it took me that long to decide to close the damn thing down and say, that's it, it's dead. Because I was smelling it for days before we shut it off. And frankly, the first few days, I wasn't sure where it was coming from, but finally, it clicked. You know, this thing doesn't seem to be staying cold anymore. And I'm smelling burning electronics or electrical stuff. It's got to be this thing. So then I pulled the plug. Yeah, that could have been a tragedy. But at any rate, it's not too bad. It's not like it's like, oh my God, it burned right down to the wood. But it was definitely something serious. So I'm glad we took care of it when we did. So the guys showed up and they delivered it. You know, it was a little jockeying getting everything in, but you know, there was space enough for everything, for the fridge to come through, and you know, for everything to work out the way it was supposed to. And I was very, very happy. I gave the guys a tip and they were happy, and, you know, we got it. We got it. It was a big operation all told, you know. They had to do the lifting, but just the whole, you know, everything surrounding it, from making the decision, from clearing everything out, from finding space, from, you know, cleaning and moving things and going out and shopping and throwing the money down, because that hurts me, right? all of that, it's a big operation. I'm waiting for him to show up, and then, you know, holding, you know, I'm just holding the door, but it's unsettling having strangers in the house. I just don't like it, you know? And it was quite an operation. I'm very, very happy that it is done. We really do like the new fridge. It's very nice. It's very nice. We'll see how long before we let it get all grungy and dirty, but, you know, right now we're loving it. And it's big inside, and there's room, and, you know, all of it's just nice. It's just a nice machine. So that's good. That's good. And I'm very happy it's done. Oh, expensive. All told, when you include taxes and delivery, and I got a slightly extended warranty, like a 3-year warranty on it. Those are usually a scam, but for a really big ticket item, I think it might be worth it, right? All of that is taken care of, and, you know, including the tip, I gave the guys, you know, a big tip. All told, it was probably about $1,000. Now, we could have done way worse. There are a lot of machines that, you know, in fact, that was one of the cheaper ones of that size that we saw. So, you know, we could have, but like the one I really wanted was, the ticket price was $1,300, right? So I think we did okay. You know, all things being equal, I think we did okay. Have a little water. Very nice. So let's see. Yeah, that was that. So, what have I been up to? Well, I recorded chapter 14 yesterday of All He Surveys Volume 1. So, I have stuff to work on, audio-wise. And I wanted to get out there yesterday because it was warm and not windy. It was a very nice day yesterday. And the prediction was that it would get windy again. So, I wanted to get out there and get that taken care of. And that was good. I was happy. I was happy it went all well. You know, I mean, I don't know how it sounds until I'm actually into it. And that usually takes work, even if it went well. But I was happy to get it done. So I got that done. I got a lot of mundane things done throughout the day. You know, of course, we prepared for the delivery and. Yeah, all sorts of stuff. So, I have been following my schedule-y thing that I talked about in the last episode, and, so far I'm really liking it. I'm really liking it. I said in the last one, I'm not gonna share what I do or what it's like, because it's gotta be individualized, and I'm sticking to that, right? That I believe it has to be. In a way, it's got to be something, well, it's got to be something you can embrace. Let's put it that way. But I've been thinking about this, and I think it's a twofold thing, right? It's got to be something you can embrace, and that means it's got to be something you can wrap your head around, right? A lot of the productivity tools and methodologies that I've looked at over the years, and I've seen my share. I've seen my share of them. A lot of those are either way too complicated, right? They're perfect for some people and their lives and the way their lives work. But for me, a lot of that, like, you know, getting things done, GDT, is way overkill for my life. And it always was. You know, it always was. Well, I first looked at it back in the 90s when it first, you know, became a thing. And it was just way overkill. Way overkill. It was intriguing as hell, but way overkill for me, right? And I've looked at so many others, and I've tried so many others, and they just didn't click with me, right? I can't explain it, right? I can't really explain it, why this feels different, but it does. It feels like something that makes a difference. But that's exactly the point. It feels different. It feels like it'll work. And that's why I think it's gonna work, right? The others, I kept trying to find a way to make it a habit, tried to find a way to make it comfortable, to make it like something that I trusted and trusted myself to use, right? And it never worked. Till this one. I feel different about it, right? So that's the first thing. You have to trust in it. You have to feel good about it, right? It has to make you feel like you're, like this is gonna make a difference. Like it's worth the effort. It's worth the effort. It's worth, you know, being a part of your life and being a resource tool that you turn to, not just when you need it, but you turn to it throughout the day, right? Because that's what I need, right? I mostly just need a reminder. This needs to be done. This needs to be done. This needs to be done. These are the things you wanted to do. You know, if you don't want to do them, delete them now, you know? But if you do want to do them, here it is. Here's your list, right? And it's working for me, right? It's working for me. So, as I say, it's a twofold thing as to what I believe makes these things work. And the first one is, it's got to feel right. It's got to be something that you just automatically turn to, right? Now, you don't have to turn to it through it every day if that's not how you need one of these things to work, right? My point is exactly that you need something that works for you and in the way that you need it to. And that's why I say this has got to be a personalized thing. It's got to be something that you work with. And in my case, I had to create it myself. Yes, it's no different than a million others that are out there. It's nothing original, right? It's just a list of shit, right? Broken down into creative and mundane and then long-term upcoming stuff, right? Like, you know, almost blue sky, right? Just something to drag up when I have a space and I have nothing else to put there. I can grab one of these things and move it up to one of my things. Now, granted, I have, all right, I'll go into it because I'm talking around it and that's stupid, all right, I have a list. The very top of the list is daily creative, right? Or creative daily, right? And that's an item that has a creative element on it, right? And creative is very loose, right? It's very loose. I'm including like the blog and stuff in there, which frankly, I don't consider blogs generally to be very creative. Most of them aren't, right? They talk about it as if it is, and you kind of gotta say, yeah. But you know, compared to writing a novel, no. But okay, fine. But I'm including that because that's part of the work, right? That's part of the work. So creative daily, I'm only allowing one item in that slot, right? Only one item per day. Now, if I finish it early and I think I can do another one, I'm allowed to stick it on there. But otherwise, no, that's it, one item. Now, I think I talked about this before. Maybe, you know, now that I'm saying it out loud, I think I did talk about it, but we'll go over it again really briefly, all right? Next is mundane daily. Now, mundane is everything that's not the creative work. It's not to demean it, you know, but it's family life. It's not the creative stuff. It's not the act of creation. It's not, you know, it's not, it's everything you generally would avoid if you could, but you can't, so you gotta do it, right? It's all that crap, right? So that gets at least three things. But sometimes there's more you gotta do. So that can have as many on there as are required. But at least three things go on there, because there's never any less. You know, if I have a day when I don't have that, I can go down to my long-term stuff and drag something up and maybe get started on some, on one of those. Okay, so we got that, all right? Then underneath that, I have what I call upcoming, right? So that'd be upcoming creative, and that's whatever I have on the horizon after the projects that I'm working on right now, right? So, in this case, it might be working on, well, no, I'm working on that now, but like any other project that I have going on that, you know, it isn't here yet, but when this stuff is done and this, you know, when the current projects are done, this I can drag up. It's the next thing, in other words. It's the next thing that's going to be on there, right? Because like every day in the daily, I'm alternating between doing the, you know, the All He Surveys audio and working on draft 2 of All He Surveys, right? And I, you know, I'm going back and forth in those just so I'm not getting myself into a rut. And I'm keeping my hand in everything so I remember where I am, right? Without being overwhelmed. So that stuff, so the next one might be, you know, below that I might be getting the next book, right? The next book after All He Surveys. That'll be on there after everything else is cleared up, right? So we have that sort of stuff. And below that I might have upcoming mundane. And that might be a large project that either needs a lot of time and that I haven't gotten to it at all, that I have to, or I might be something I need to do in the summer because I'm not, you know, it has to be done at that time, or something that might be, you know, it's not going to be ready yet, so I got to do it then. So in this case, I have like my dental appointment there, right? The one for my tooth that I talked about the other day. I need a crown and they couldn't get me in until next month, right? So I have that there. Right, and it's right within view, so when I'm going over all my stuff, I can just bring that up on the day that it needs to go and get plugged into place, right? So it's that sort of stuff. And then finally I have, I forget exactly what I'm calling it, but it's almost like a blue sky thing. Wouldn't it be great if I found time to do this stuff, right? And it's just, you know, a list of random ideas almost that I've had, or projects that have been going on forever and got stalled out. So I actually put Eddie K down there because I have an Eddie K that's I'm in the middle of that I just haven't gotten back to, right? Because it still takes, it still probably requires, you know, at least several weeks of work to get it together. And I just haven't allocated the time to it because there's been no need. Nobody wants to hear it but me. So that's usually good enough, but you know, I have other projects going. So at any rate, that sort of stuff is there. And that's my list, right? Now that brings me to my second point, right? As I say, there's two elements to this thing. The first one is it's got to feel right. It's got to be something you trust. It's got to be something that you just, it just works for you. It just fits for you. Right? And that way you're going to already be predisposed to use it, right? There's that. But the second one, and it's probably the most important one, more important than the methodologies that you look through, more important than, you know, productivity books and, you know, lectures by business gurus or any of that crap, right? Way more important than any of that. And it is, you have to be in the right frame of mind to even use something like this, right? Now, just because you want to use it, just because you want to get organized, doesn't mean you're ready for it, right? I wasn't. I don't think I was until this year, right? And maybe I'm not. Maybe it all falls apart, but this is my opinion right now. This is, you know, the audio diary is a snapshot of what's going on in my life right now, right? And right now, I don't think I was ready for a productivity tool until now. And that's what makes the difference. The fact that I'm actively looking at this thing. In the morning, it's the first thing I look at, you know, when I turn on the computer, right? It's the first thing I look at. And I go back to it throughout the day. And I'm making sure that I'm looking at my lists and picking something to do when I have an opportunity. Right? So right now, going to get the meds was on my list, right? Because I knew I had to do it today. I talked to them yesterday. And so I put that on my list. And today is a thing, and when I get home, I'll check that off. And that means everything, every mundane task was done. I haven't had an opportunity to work on my creative yet. So that will be my evening project. And it's more of the audio, working more on more of the, you know, the next, I guess it's chapter 13 that I'm working on right now. And do more of that, get that ready, right? You know, bit by bit by bit, trying to get this stuff done. Is it, you know, I've talked about that. I'm not making huge strides in anything, but I'm making strides in everything. And this prevents burnout. This prevents losing sight of things, you know, because I, you know, I'll get busy with other stuff, and then I literally forget that this massive project is ongoing, and then weeks will pass before I even give it a passing thought because I'm involved in other shit. That's what this can help me do. And when I'm sitting and working on the list, and like usually in the evening when I've checked everything off, I then copy my list, change the date for the next day, open it up, delete all the stuff I've done, and then arrange it for the next day, that, you know, the stuff I know I need to do. And as things happen, even throughout the day tomorrow, I'll just add to the list and add to the list and add to the list and work my way through it, right? I keep constantly going back to it throughout the day. And that, to me, is the sign of a successful tool that helps me. So, yeah. Number one, you gotta trust your system. You have to, or you won't use it. Number two, you gotta be ready yourself to use a system. And I'm not sure what changed, right? I'm not sure what, you know, where I was last year compared to this year. I'm not sure what's different, right? Regarding my mindset about what I want to do and how I want to do it. But something is different. I can tell you that much. Something is different. I feel more energized about my work. I feel more accomplished. But most especially, in this, everybody's different, and I don't know how it affects you, dear listener, but for me, there's nothing more draining than feeling like I'm wasting my time, like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, like I'm sitting there watching some stupid video on YouTube instead of getting my work done, right? And that is a horrible feeling. It makes me feel guilty about myself, but I'm doing it because I'm exhausted. My brain is fried. Why is my brain fried? Possibly it's been a rough day, a rough week, a rough month. Maybe I'm not feeling well. Or maybe I'm exhausted by the thought, you know, this stuff gets overwhelming, and I'm exhausted just thinking about all the shit I've gotten myself into. You know, I overcommit on my creative stuff. I have way too many irons in the fire, you know? And sometimes when I think about that stuff, it's really intimidating. You know, it's paralyzing. And this helps me put it all into perspective. Those little chunks, those little pieces of work every day to move things on every front, I have a section, I have an entry for the Star Drifter role-playing game, right? And when I feel like I need to be working on that, I move that up into my creative. That's my creative thing for the day. I'm going to work on the role-playing game, you know? That sort of stuff, right? That sort of stuff is what I'm talking about. And it works for me. You know, this is working for me. And it makes me feel better, not just about what I'm getting done, but about myself. I don't feel guilty for sitting on my fat ass for, you know, all day and getting nothing done. I feel better about that. And the weirdest thing is I have a lot of extra time. I get all this stuff done, and then I look around, and it's like, I got nothing else on my list, right? Well, there's a temptation, right? Your temptation is to keep that list full and keep working and keep getting things done, because God forbid you should take a break, right? Fuck that. No. When the work is done, I'm done, right? Yes, yes, I can add things, you know? Mundane things especially, generally, it's stuff you gotta do it. You know, it's got, you know, we got the fridge coming. We gotta get it, you know, everything ready. It's gotta be done. Don't have a choice. So I can add to that and I can get that stuff done and it's there and I can look at it and I know I gotta get it done, right? Creative stuff. If I feel I can do it, if I want to do something else, yes, then I can add something and work on it. I did the other day. I forget what it was, but I was able to do that. And so this allows that flexibility, right? And the flexibility that if I don't get to something on a particular day, I can roll it over to the next day or the next or the next or the next or whatever. But if you push it off too long, then it's you're back in the old routine again, you know, of failure. So no, I'm not going to go that route, but it is a thing that can be done because, you know, shit happens. Stuff gets in the way. So it has that flexibility in it too. And, you know, for me, this works really well. This works really well. It wouldn't work for everybody. It probably wouldn't work for most people, but the point isn't the exact nature of this thing. The point is to find something you trust. That is to say, I know when I go, this thing is going to help me get stuff done. You know, it isn't going to be overwhelming on its own. That's part of the problem with big systems like GDT, right? They're just the system itself is overwhelming, you know, at least for me. So that's where I am right now on that stuff. So it's working pretty good. And I think that's important. You got to trust it and you got to be ready to do it at all. You got to be in the right mindset to use the thing that you trust, you know. So there you go. Anyway, I'm at the pharmacy. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. I got half the meds because their system crashed while I was standing there. And, they couldn't get the other set of meds. So I told them I'd come back. I gotta reboot and all the other stuff. It's Windows, of course. Like all the medical stuff is Windows. They really got a lock in on that. And a lot of places are stuck on old versions of Windows because that's what the software was made for, you know. And, I think if it was Windows 10, which is, I mean, inarguably it's more stable than a lot of the previous versions, some of these places, up until a few years ago, they were still using Windows 98. I mean, it was crazy that, you know, their software was based on that. It was crazy. You know, XP, almost all of them were on XP and some were on 98. And it was like, oh my God. But they couldn't get off it because their entire ecosystem was built around this fossilized software that they were using, and they were stuck with it, you know, because maybe the software was not updating, you know, updated to a new version, you know, so they're stuck on the system and there's no compatibility, there's no way to convert the records to another format because it was a proprietary format. Oh, it's just a nightmare. That sort of stuff should be illegal, but, you know, at any rate, a lot of it is much better than it used to be, but routinely, any medical place, and pharmacies count in my book, they all are using Windows, and I've never run into one of these systems that was not slow, like achingly slow. Usually they're good. Usually their system works really well, but today was hemorrhaging. So I'll go back again after I do my other errands and see if we have more luck. Very strange. Very strange. So anyway, let's see. Yeah. I'm currently... Tonight, my goal today, I'm gonna, you know, go back with the meds, you know, and check that off. But then I'll work on the audio, and I'm hoping, I don't know that I can, but I'm hoping I'll be able to finish off, I might be able to finish off chapter 13 today. It'll be a bit of a stretch, and I don't know that I can do it, but I'll try. In which case, if it is, then I can start uploading it and getting all of that set. Last time, I screwed up and I made the link to the previous episode in, I think it was the feed. The feed got all messed up. I'll make a point of getting that right this time. You know, it's what I get for doing it in the middle of the night. And if I make, it could happen again today. Maybe I won't do everything tonight so I don't make that kind of mistake. Maybe I'll wait until I'm not tired. Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But, at any rate, let's see. What have I been saying? I've been watching the new season of The Mandalorian. It's okay. It's fun. It looks great. I mean, special effects and everything are just amazing. I'm not as hot on The Mandalorian as I was. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's still a really, really good show. Don't get me wrong. It is still a really good space opera show. Really good. But I thought they could have... I didn't know what direction they wanted to go in with the show, and I didn't realize that, you know, some of the elements that they've carried over from the previous seasons were going to be permanent. So, whatever. I don't hate it by any means. You know, it's always a lot of fun to watch, but I kind of was hoping for a little more. I don't know. Watching the new season of Picard. I don't know. People are really on the fence about that show. You know, or I should say they're on one side or the other of the show, of the fence on that show. There are very few people who are riding the fence. I'm kind of one of them that's riding the fence. I see some of the problems in the series. But overall, I think it's good. I really do think it's quite good. Whether or not people might consider it one of the great Star Trek shows, I don't think it warrants that, not by any means, but I think it's really enjoyable, and it's a divisive show, actually. It's a divisive show. I think it's really well done. They certainly spend money on it, and I think it suffers from nostalgia, but it was going to, you know, because you have, you know, Jean-Luc Picard is the main character, so you can't have him without, you know, his old crony showing up. That was just the way it had to be. It was never going to be a pass-the-baton sort of show. I wished it would be, and maybe it will be by the end of this season. Who knows? But, you know, that's okay. That's okay, I guess. It's really good this season. Features Jeri Ryan's 7 of 9 character again, and I really like her, and she's a really good mix with Picard's character. Strange that before this show those two never interacted at all, but they make a really good mix because they both in a way complement each other, you know. 7 of 9 can be as logical as anybody else, you know, or as Picard, or even a Vulcan when she needs to be, but tends to be actually angry a lot. You know, she's been through a lot of trauma, and tends to be angry a lot. So you get sort of that counter between her and Picard on that front, but when she needs to be, she can be extremely analytical as well. So, you know, I think she makes a really, really good character to have in this series. I wouldn't mind if there is going to be some kind of passing of the baton. I wouldn't mind her getting it, you know. Granted, Jeri Ryan's not young anymore, but she's not Patrick Stewart by any means. And she still looks amazing. I don't know how anybody, in my opinion, she looks better now than she did when she was younger. And I don't know. I like the character. I like the actor. I think she'd be a really good candidate for, you know, having her own show. But nobody listens to me, so what difference does it make? I can't find a parking lot. They are ripping here. at Walmart. I'm at Walmart, and they're so busy. I don't know what this is all about. So, yeah, I've been watching that. There's a new werewolf show on, it's coming out of MTV, which is a sign that it's, they think they have, I don't know, some kind of lock on werewolf shows, because that's where Teen Wolf was broadcast from. And Teen Wolf had a, the show's been over, you know, has been over for years, but they, I'm kind of hugging the line on this parking spot. I hate when I do that. I hate when other people do that. I hate when I do that. So let me readjust if I can. Give me that old time religion here. Parking, parking, parking. Alright, we're gonna go right there. Is that good? I think that's good. Yeah, we'll count that as good. So I think, okay, Teen Wolf ended, and this year, just like three weeks ago, they did a Teen Wolf movie, and it was kind of almost like a reunion movie where, you know, some new threat shows up and everybody has to come back, and they're all older now. And I enjoyed it. It was fun. It was really very much like the old, you know, Teen Wolf series, and I like Teen Wolf. I mean, it was, you know, it was kind of stupid, but it was fun. And it could be creepy at times. It could be, you know, pretty creepy. Without ever being really scary, it could be creepy. And I liked it, you know. So there's a new werewolf show that's got nothing to do with Teen Wolf, but it's on MTV, you know, so they must have figured, hey, we don't have any werewolf content. We better have a werewolf show. I don't know. There's a new werewolf show, and it's called Wolfpack. I might have done a review of this, but I've been watching that. It's not great. It's not great. Less charming than Teen Wolf. Takes itself way too seriously. Sarah Michelle Gellar is one of the characters on there. I won't do any spoiling, but she's a regular on the show. And, you know, because I guess, you know, she was Buffy, so there's a horror cachet to her as well. Horror thriller type thing. I don't know if I'm going to keep watching it. Some of the dialogue is really good. Some of the interaction with the characters is really good. But every single episode, without fail, there is a stupid moment, right? Where characters do something that is patently absurd and stupid that no one in that circumstance would do, right? Just stupid. And you look at it and say, oh, come on. But now I'm looking for him, right? Now I'm looking forward to him, right? So it's I don't know that the show's going to last. It might. I don't know what its ratings are like or anything, but it's out there, and it's called Wolfpack. And if you're into werewolves, check it out. You know, you're going to want to see every werewolf thing that comes out, so check it out anyway. If you're a Sarah Michelle Gellar fan, you'll want to see this, because it is a different thing for her. I've never seen her in a role like this, so you might want to check this out for that reason. I'm not going to go any further. That's about it. I can't think of anything else that I haven't talked about already that I've been watching. So I think that might be about it. I guess I don't have much more to go on. I finally, packaged up, or I should say tarred up, all of the, audio diaries from 2022 on the Gopher site. Now, of course, you can get these on, you know, on the feed and, you know, over at Podbean where I'm hosting, on the web, but through HTTP, we'll just say the web. But on the Gopher site has everything, right? Because I used to self-host, in a different place, or not self-host, but I used to host in a different place. And, you know, I went to Podbean, what was it, about 2 years ago now, maybe? Maybe longer. But everything since I started the Audio Diary is on the Gopher site. And you can find a link to the Gopher site down on my website, right? Nobody goes there, and you don't have to go there. But if you absolutely got to have it all, you can get it on the Gopher site. At least it's out there somewhere. And that's all in Speaks format. And so the audio quality is even worse. You get that joy going on. But, I put all that stuff together. And there was a lot less than there has been in previous years. So I think I need to start talking more to you, dear listener. It helps me. It helps my, my frame of mind. It helps me talk about things that are on my mind. And a lot of times if I let a week or even 2 weeks go by without an audio diary, I forget things that have happened in the meantime. So you're missing out on all the great minutiae of my life. And why else would you be listening? So, anyway. Fair warning, I might be talking more and more in this coming year. So, there you go. Anyway, I guess I'll let that be that, because I got no more to say, and I am at Wally World.